get banged up. We've been banged up in some spots. And so you limit some of your practice time because you just don't want too much exposure during the course of the season. And so what really hurts in that part, what you take away is your individual time, your technique time, your little bitty things that you get better at. And in turn, when you have a young football team like we have, those are the things that we've got to be able to continue to be able to invest in because our guys are going to get exponentially better when you focus on those pieces just because they're youth and they're inexperienced. So that's a learning piece for them. And so for us, it was great. We got opportunity on special teams to get some stuff done individually, offensively and defensively in that time. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, hit the road recruiting just like everybody else, trying to be able to continue to be able to build. And recruiting is the lifeblood of any program. And so we got had to continue to be able to do that. And so it was fun to get out for a lot of our coaches, some of them in the first time in some of those areas being a new staff.
2-4 at this point against a really, as we talked about last week, you guys have played an unbelievably difficult schedule. What's the message to your team, or what's been the message this week as you head into this second half of the year?
Yeah, I mean it's CAA football, and so you got to be able to ready to go play every single week. The message is continuing for us to be able to get better. You looked at, Rob, over the break, I looked at it and I finally stopped and looked at some numbers. 13 guys on our offense that are in our travel squad, they've only been in Buies Creek for 3 months. Only 9 of those guys on defense have been here for 3 months. And so you're seeing how those guys continue to develop and get better. The exciting thing is that we're a young football team. So when you're young, you can have the opportunity to get better from moment to moment in those spots. And that's what I'm excited for. And I challenged our guys. I've been in programs a lot where you get into the halfway point of the season, you're like, hey, this is as good as we can be. We got to hold on to this spot. We have not played our best football yet. And so the exciting thing is that we haven't played our best football yet. The frustrating thing is we haven't played our best football yet in those pieces. So it's kind of a double-edged sword in that spot. But I think the exciting piece for our kids, we'll see, is that all those things we keep talking about, practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to show up in these last 6 games.
I was going to ask you about that. Year one for you, as you try to build this program, you had a lot of turnover, a lot of new guys. You talked about recruiting and bringing guys in, but are you pleased with where you're at? I know maybe not 2-4, but pleased to where your program is going.
Yeah, as far as I'm happy with the how do you say it, the right way we're going. I'm happy with the guys we got in the locker room. Are you pleased with 2-4? Would you rather be farther along in this process? Absolutely. Who wouldn't want to be? Do I believe that we have the right people on the bus? Absolutely. I think we got the right people on the bus. And when you come into year one of a program, the first thing you have to do is you have to get the right people on the bus. And then you start moving them as the once you figure out that piece, then you get them in the right seats. The second half for us is getting them in the right seats, right? Is getting our players, getting our coaches in the right seats on the bus so that we can continue to be able to grow and develop in that spot. Do I believe in now more of our future than I did probably 8 months ago? Absolutely, I do, because we've been able to play a really tough schedule. I mean, I looked on that schedule, and I mean, we've got 3 out of our 4 losses are to top 25 teams. With one of those top 25 was an FBS opponent in that spot, right? And so you're saying if you lost 3 out of 4 to top 25 teams in year one, most people would take that. Are we happy? Are we content where we're at? Heck no. We got a lot better to get in that piece. But the future's bright and it's exciting to see that our guys go compete.
Let's dive a little bit into your team at the midpoint and start with the offense. And Chad Masco takes over as your quarterback. It has certainly had some bright spots, and you guys have developed a pretty big play passing game with Sincere Brown, V.J. Wilkins, and some of your talent. How do you feel about the offense at this point? What have you liked? What would you like to see get a little better?
Yeah, I mean, Chad Maskow is going to double his starts the second half of the season, right? Like, I mean, that's the piece that we get to get better at. And as a quarterback, the game experiences are only going to make him better as he learns from those pieces. The thing you like about him is he comes in and every Sunday and he's wanting to learn to get better in those pieces. And we have some exciting pieces at receiver that we're really excited about with Sincere Brown, V.J. Wilkins, R.J. Jackson, Randall King is a young guy that we're going to get involved in this piece as we continue to move forward. And those guys got to show up in a big way in that spot. We've got to be able to make plays down the stretch. If people play us in one-on-one matchups, we got to win those one-on-one matchups. And we can't win them 50-50. We've got to win them 6 to 7 out of those 10 times for us to be able to continue to be able to do. That will lighten the load for some of our offense and our running backs that I think have done a really good job in that piece, but that'll able to lighten the load for those spots.
On the other side, what do you like about the way your defense is played, and what do you want to see get a little better here in the second half?
Man, they're gritty. They play hard, right? We're banged up in those spots. We've lost a couple guys that are out for the season in those spots. You can't do anything about that. Everybody's got those pieces, but those kids come back and they play hard in those spots. We're having some guys get opportunities that maybe early in the season they weren't getting those opportunities, but now because they stayed in the fight, they're getting those opportunities to be able to go play. You always love to see it when guys continue to stay in the fight to see opportunities arise. And when they get those opportunities, they play a little bit different because they understand it wasn't just given to them. They had to wait, they'd be patient, and they had to wait for that opportunity. When they get there, we're excited to see them in those last six be able to go do it. But defensively, we got to continue to develop and grow. We've got to fly to the football. We got to play fast and physical, and I think that's what our defense is made to be able to go do.
So looking ahead, the schedule we talked about doesn't get any easier. You get another nationally ranked team on Saturday in William & Mary on the road. Obviously, the number three rushing attack in FCS. What challenges does this tribe present for you?
All those things you just mentioned, right? You look at their scoring offense, they're third in the CAA. Their total offense is third in the CAA. Rushing is first in the CAA. You look at where they're at as a defense, scoring defense, they're fourth. Total defense, they're third. Pass defense, they're second. I mean, these guys do an incredible job of, and Coach London does an incredible job of what he's built there as far as the culture of a program. We love these games. As a coach, these are great games for us to be able to go play because we have nothing but respect for who William and Mary is. And we want to grow to be able to continue to be able to build a program just like them. I mean, they've done a heck of a job there, Coach London has. And so the thing that we get an opportunity to do is we get to go measure ourselves. We got an opportunity to go into their place on homecoming and be able to go play a really good football team. And we get to see where we're at. Let's go throw some haymakers and let's see where we're at. But we want to grow to develop to be that program. The only way you know where you're at is to be able to go play those pieces. And so our guys aren't going to be intimidated by those moments. They're going to be excited for the opportunity because we get to learn about ourselves in that moment. If we go play with a team like William and Mary, we can play with anybody in the country in those pieces. And we should have some confidence coming off of a Western Carolina win. That's a very similar matchup as far as a top team going to their place in that spot. But these are the games that you really grow and develop and you get to measure. And they're fun games to play in. This is why you want to be in the CAA is that you get opportunities to play in these games.
All right, Bracken, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Safe travels.